Okay, so Simon, what Simon is this? Simon Pei? Sifkot and Yud Zayin, continuing in the Malachas of Shabbos. Saying San and Shum Rashka, Kiyish the Kamech Lugidin, he should not filter any sort of liquid because, excuse me, you shouldn't filter liquids on Shabbos, Kiyish was a Kamech. There's a lot of different dinim, and like we said yesterday about Boyer, so you can, it's very easy to be around these sort of mapa. You're allowed to drink through a cloth, meaning you could put the cloth on your mouth, like a filter on your mouth, and filter it through you through that. Boyer is only possible if you fix it before you eat or drink. But here in this situation, you're just stopping the bad parts from going into your mouth. Right? Meaning you're
They're
not
like
improving
the
anything.
COVID masks. You didn't have to take your mask off.
Correct, correct. So what's up, Shot? Because you're not improving the food. You're not improving the food. You're just keeping it out of your mouth. Right? When you do butter on a plate, so you're improving the food. But to, so there are those that say it's also mishum kippos, because you're laundering the mask. I guess it would depend on what type of drink you're having. If it's not gonna, if it's gonna be water, so then you could hear that. But if it's something that's like wine, that's not laundering. Don't drink it through your sleeves of your shirt. Because then we're afraid that you're going to squeeze out. If you're filtering liquids through your sleeve, then we're very much afraid that you're going to squeeze out your shirt. Yudches, mashke, coffee. So if you have a coffee, sheyesh b'tachtisa a coffee mamish, and then on the bottom, you have actual coffee grinds. Chew up silas, which is the junk, b'chein shar mashke sheyesh b'tachtisa shmarim, or different drinks that on the bottom you have shmarim, like on the bottom of a Snapple bottle, oi sharp silas, or other junk. Kishima, when you pour it out, kol, you have to be careful not to pour out all the clear liquid, because then that's biter. Eli yishar ma'at etzel psilus, you should leave a little bit of liquid in there with the psilus. Right? Meaning, and why is that not butter? Because the top is not mixed in with the bottom. Right? And then when you get to the bottom, then it becomes one big mixture. Right? It's very hard to know. It's very hard to know this. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that it's okay if it's done right before eating. So there are those that are chaylik on what the kids are saying. But Shemuda also look like mashalamala and smetan. Milk that has the smetan on the top, the junk goes to the top. Lechal, so you're not allowed to take it. You can only take what you want to drink or eat right now. Yizar, you have to be careful with this. Yikach, you shouldn't take everything. Rak yashu im, you should leave some of the junk from the milk, from the curds. I don't know if it's called curds, whatever it is. Leave some of it there. You test michael. If a fly falls into the food, I am mashed into the liquid. Lo, don't just take out the fly. Michael, take out a little bit of the michael. I may mashka, or from the liquid, the yizrakima, meaning whatever. If it's in food, take out a little bit of the good together with the bad. Chaf. If you have to crush pilpulin, or and similarly, to put into Michael, It's mutter to crush it with the handle. You can't do it in the regular crusher because that's considered derech chol, right? So you can chop it with the shinui. Fine. You cannot cut off onions and other vegetables, only samach tesuda. And also then you shouldn't cut them up too small. So this is the classic making the eggs with onions before the meal, or cutting up Israeli salad. It's very hard to know exactly how small you can cut it. But there are makilim, if you do it right before the meal, then it's okay. But you should still try and make it a little larger than you do during the week. Something with the salt softens things up, or it takes away the harifas. You're not allowed to salt it. It's as if you're working with skins, even though you're not dealing with skins, you're just dealing with food. You're not allowed to take gherkin as like pickles, right? And radishes of salt or onions, also you can't salt them. Even what you need for that meal. What you do is you can dip in piece by piece. But eggs, but eggs and meat that's cooked, the salt really doesn't help. Did you put tamelach? Then it's mutter to eat them in that meal. But to do it to another suda, that's awesome. So you can only do it mamish for temporary. You should not salt together lots of beans and kidneys. Because salt, that helps to soften it up. If you look at the la'achlan also, even to do it right away is also. Right? Why? Because these things are very hard, or supposedly harder. Right? And mamela, you're really doing much more of a malacha than the other foods. So you really have to know how, before doing this, you have to know how soft it is, how much an effect the salt will have before you do this. Chav Dalet. Salad gherkin. So a salad that you make it from onions, etc. That you are allowed to salt. So since, because why? Because you put in oil and vinegar, that weakens the strength of the salt. But you can't salt them and leave them for a little bit of time. Right? Fine. Chavhei. Isser b'ayin shayach gamma maichel. Building is also also by foods. If you make cheese, like you have to, in order to make cheese from milk, so you have to put in a starter and that makes it. Yofin, or you attach fruits. When you cut onions with eggs, ayim chalav, may herring, or with milk, which doesn't, I don't think it really means milk, but it means like the sauce. Don't make them all look nice. This is the big question of, can you make sushi on Shabbos? Right? So is it considered bina? So some folks can say it's allowed, some folks can say it's not allowed. From the kitzur, sounds like it's not allowed. But then what about making a sandwich? Right? Is that allowed? Yeah, fine. Chavav. You said Chafav Naftali? I one more.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Double check.
When you wash kalim in hot water. It's a new subject. Don't pour the water straight onto the kalim. First pour into another kli, and then put the kalim into them. Because in case there's food on there, you don't want to be cooking it in a fish in a kli sheni. You'd rather it go into a kli shlishi. You also shouldn't wipe the dishes with a shmata, with a cloth. Because we're afraid you're going to squeeze it out. You're going to wipe it out with a shmata that's miyuchad. Shein and makbid alav l'sachta gam b'chol, because you're not makbid to squeeze it out during even during the week. Yishmadiach klis huches, and when you wash, meaning when you use a shmata that's normally used for this, so we're not worried about you squeezing it out. Yishmadiach klis huches, and when you wash in glass, lo yitichem be shibay l'shul k'daima, don't wash it with oats. I guess that must make it cleaner very well. Right? Why? Because then I guess it's going to make it too clean, and then it's sort of a makabah patish issue. But also, la'adiyah kelim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash kelim on Shabbos. Ela oisin shetzrichin l'Shabbos. Only the kelim b'Shabbos. You can't wash kelim on Shabbos if you don't need them, because that would be considered hachara. Okay, stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night.
So it sounds like garnishing a plate is usher.
Garnishing it? Well, how are you garnishing it?
Make it look pretty.
I don't know. Is that called building?
I don't know. Sounds like it.
I
Why
would
not?
say, I mean, what about putting a cherry on top of a cake?
Exactly. Or
That I could hear what
strawberry.
you said. That I could hear what you say. Yeah, that maybe, I don't know. A lot of these issues very vague, exactly where you draw the line.
Or when they plate the meals at a simcha, that also, I mean,
Right, yeah. Saying putting ice cream on top of the cake. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that would be a problem. It would have to be something like solid that is actually being built. But I don't know. I don't know. All right.
Very good.
Okay.
Drive careful.